Okay, let's get into Sefer Yechezkel, Perek Yud Aleph, as we continue the vision of Yechezkel. He gets back to what he was mentioning before. He is still in his vision in Yerushalayim. At the end of this Perek, he comes back to be able to say over everything that he had seen. But in this Perek, it's not just the tzaras and the difficulties that he's seen in the last few Prakim, but it's also the promise of how Bnei Yisrael are going to survive in Galus, the secret of it all, and that there will eventually be Kibbutz Galios, according to many of the Mefarshim. This is talking about the Las Elava, which we are still waiting for. Says the Navi, Perek Yud Aleph, Atisa Osi Ruach Vatavei Osi. This is Rashi says, we're going back to what we mentioned earlier, back Paraches, Pasuk Tazayin, where he came in and he saw a number of people, 25 people, bowing down the wrong way. Vatisa Osi Ruach Vatavei Osi, El Shar Beis Hashem Kadmoni Hapone Kadima. He saw that they were facing east, away from the Beis HaMikdash, V'hinei B'Pesach HaShar, Esrim V'chamisha Ish, 25 men, but now he sees some of them. But Erev Esochem, I saw who they were, as Ya'azanya ben Azur, Ves Platyo ben Barayo, Sariyam. I saw the leaders were taking part in this Avodah Zarah ceremony, facing the sun away from the Kodesh Kodashim. For Yomar Eli, and again I see the vision, Ben Adam, Eileha Anashim Achoshim Avon. These are those that are thinking about sin, and advising others. Not only are they chotim, but they are machtiim. These are the leaders, and therefore they are deserving to be punished, because they are not only not doing what they're supposed to be doing, but they're causing the opposite. Ha'omrim, they say, lo bikarov, benos batim, lo bikarov, nothing's happening so soon, don't worry about it, benos batim, build houses, relax, take it easy, hi hasir va'anachnu habasar. It's the pot and we are the meat. What exactly does that mean? Rashi says, and the Radak says, we are the meat. Just like you don't take the meat out of a pot until it's finished, so too, we are not going to have to leave Yerushalayim until we are ripe old age and we will die b'seva tova. That's what these Nevi'ei Sheker were telling all the people. Kishem she'en basar yotzei min asir ad gemar bishulo. Just like basar is not taken out until it's finished being cooked, kach lo neitzei mimena ad shenamus. That's what Rashi says. If you look in the Malbim has a different beautiful pshat. He says, no, the point is that a pot protects the meat inside of it from getting burned. And that's what they were saying. The walls are going to protect us of Yerushalayim from not getting burned by enemy fire. But you can't, let's say I don't put any water into the pot, so it's just the meat up against the walls of the pot, then it's going to get burned. And that's what they say here, lo bekarov, don't go too close. If you go very close to the walls, then the enemy fire might get you. But build houses, but not too close, says the Malbim. That's the message. Shekemo shahasir megin ala basar, bal yishlot bo ha'ish, kein togein ha'choma b'fnei ha'ish oyev, bal yishlot mibnei ha'ir. They'll protect, they're saying, there'll be protection in the city, don't worry. His hiru, but Bimazir the Amshal Yivnu Batim Bakarova Lachoma, Kishamo Helosham Esh Oyev, Obiratam Gesir Banakwa Basar, Kamoshi and Lakarvis a Basar, Aldofri Asir, Velo M Sa'i, Shuha Mayim Hamafsikim, Ben Abasar Vasir, Kane and Lakariv Abatim, El Hachoma, don't get too close. Interesting, Rabbi Breuer, one of the Mefarshim here, points out that the same lashon of building houses is used by Yirmiyo, but that obviously is in an appropriate context. Here, it's the Nevi'ei Sheker and those who are Machtiim telling people, don't worry about it, it's going to be okay. But in Yirmiyo, in Perachav Tes, Yirmiyo sent the same message to those who are already in Golos. Remember, Yirmiyo is in Yerushalayim, and he is now sending a message to the people who already went into Golos. After they went in and the Charish and the Mazger, he sends the message and he says, Ko Amar Hashem Tzvakos Elokei Yisrael, L'chala Gol Asher Eglesi B'Yerushalayim Bavela, B'nu Batim B'Shevu, V'nitu Ganos, V'ichlu Espirion, build houses and, you know, make yourself comfortable. K'chu Nashim V'olidu Banim Uvanos, have families. U'k'chu Livneichem Nashim, Espinoseichem Tenu La'Nashim, V'seilad Nabanim Uvanos, U'revusham V'al Timatu. Set up Jewish communities there, because you're going to be there for a couple of decades, says Yirmiyo. V'dirshu Ashloma Yir Asher Eglesi Eschem Shama, V'spalalu Ba'adar L'Hashem, Davin for the shalom of the government there. Ki b'shloma yelachem shalom. In its shalom, you will have shalom. Ki kar Hashem tzvakos al yashiu lachem neviyechem eshebekirchem. Don't listen to the neviyim that say you're going to come back right away and it's going to fake and Hashem is going to bring you back. That's the perek where he says, perek haftes, ki kar Hashem. I'm still reading your miyot perek haftes. Ki lefi malos labav al shivim shana efkod eschem. So everybody heard this nevuah. It's going to be 70 years. Parachav Tes, Pasik Yud. That is where Yirmiyo says it, but that's the same place where he uses this lashon that Yechezkel uses as well. Lachain continues now, Pasuk Dalet. Continues the Navi. He Nave Aleim, He Nave Ben Adam, prophesies about them. Vatipal Alai Ruach Hashem, so Hashem, I had a Ruach Nevu on me, says Yechezkel. Vyomer Alai Amar Ko Amar Hashem, Ken Amartim Beis Yisrael. Exactly what you said. The Nevuah says, you want the mushal of the pot and the meat? That's fine. The mushal is correct, just the nimshal is incorrect. You thought that you were going to stay and be safe and healthy until the end? No. You're going to be the meat, but the meat is going to be get torn or tossed around. The meat's going to get thrown out of the pot. You can keep the mushal, but the nimshal is different. Umalos ruchachem ani dati. I know your thoughts. I know you're thinking about this mushal, but let me say, this is what it means. The following. Here, Basim Chalechem Ba'ir Azos, you have many corpses, people who wanted to make shalom with the Babylonians. You killed them. Umilesem Chuseh Chalal, you filled your chutzos, your yards with chalal, with corpses, so you're going to have the same thing. Lachen Komar Hashem Elokim, Chalalechem Asher Samtem Besocha, Hema HaBasar V'Yasir. The chalalim that you say are going to remain, right, what's going to remain, the meat that's going to remain are the people who already died, that you killed. Veschem Otsi Mitocha, but you're leaving. Cherev Yeresem, V'Cherev Avi Alechem. I'm going to bring you sword, that which you were scared of. Ne'um Hashem Elokim. Votesi Eschem Mitocha, V'Nasati Eschem Biad Zarim, I'll be giving you over into the hand of Zarim. And that's the worst, when the enemy is going to do whatever they want with you. V'Asisi V'Chem Shvatim. And I will do shvatim, shvatim from the language of mishpat. The Abarbanel says everything will be bedikduk hamishpat mida keneged mida. V'yasiz v'chem shvatim rotzel lomar shekala onshim yeh b'mishpat mida keneged mida l'chein amar eshpot. That's why he uses the lashon of eshpot, says the Abarbanel. B'cherif tipolu agvul yisrael eshpot eschem. V'idatav geni Hashem, and you will see through this destruction and through the punishments that I am HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hi lo tia lachem l'sir v'atem tiyul b'tochal basar. It, Yerushalayim, won't be for a pot for you in terms of protection, right? You'll be the meat. El gvul Yisrael eshpot eschem. By the gvul, you'll be taken out to the borders, and you'll be punished there. Vidatem ki ani Hashem asher b'chukai lo alachtem. You will know that I am Hashem, that you did not go in my ways of mishpatai lo asisem. My chukim, my mishpatim, you did not follow. What did you follow? Ukemishpatei hagayim asher svivo sechem asisem. You follow the ways of the goyim around you, the avodah zara. Vayehi, it says, Yechezkel, as he is talking, ki navi ufalat Yahu ben Benaya, right? One of the two leaders of the Jewish people were there. He drops dead. He sees in his prophetic vision he died. And I cried out to Hashem. Amar, v'omar Hashem alokim, kalata osa sheiris Yisrael. You're going to destroy. You're going to make everybody drop dead. And there's no answer by Hakadosh Baruch Hu. There is a machlokas tanoim, machlokas amoraim in Kiddushin, Daf Ayin Beis, was Platio a tzaddik or a rasha? Meaning, did he deserve to die? So the pashas, why does Yechezkel get upset? That's one of the days. Why does he get upset? It must be because he was a tzaddik. Why was he a tzaddik? He was doing bad things at the base of Mikdash. So that's a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel here. It's Kiddushin Ayin Beis and a Beis. Chad amar l'tova, chad amar l'ra. The one who says l'tova is because, you see, Yechezkel got upset. What did he do? Because the Gemara says that he was the governor, is Tandarya de Meshon, Chasne de Buchanetzer Have. He was the governor of Meshon, a city in those days, and he was the son-in-law of Chasne de Buchanetzer Have. Shalach le mikulei hai shavye de asis l'cha, lo shadesh lon de kamay l'kamon. So the head of Meshon sent to Nebuchadnezzar, send me some slaves. Give me some Jews to be slaves for us. He wanted to send some Jews. Amale platya ben Yo anan. We're so chashuv. You want to send us? Let us stay with you, because we're better slaves. Anan de chashvina neku mikamachacha. V'yavden izlazon. Let the aravadim go there. Let us stay with you. So he saved them from going to Meshon. V'yamar navi. And that's what Yecheskel says. Mishasa tova b'Yisrael yamus b'chatzi yamav. The one who saved some from Klal Yisrael. Right, he's going to die in half of his days, so therefore, that's the day that says he was a tzaddik. Uman Darmal Ra is that, look at the context, right? He was mentioned earlier as one of the people that were facing the wrong way, one of the 25 people. And in that way, he was considered a Rasha. Aye, so why did he get upset? So the Radak says, because he thought that everybody was just going to drop dead, and this was the beginning of it, so this was going to be the beginning of the end, and that's why he got upset, and he was nervous, that's why he screamed out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but as the Radak says, Hashem did not give him an answer. Continues the Navi, Vahi Dvar Hashem Elai Lemar, Ben Adam, Achecha, Achecha, Anshei Ku'ulasecha, He says to Yechezkel, all of your brethren, v'chol beis Yisrael kulo, asher amru lahem yoshu Yerushalayim, the people in Yerushalayim think about all the Jews that went into Galus already, that they're done, they're finished, they're the only Jews. Rachaku me'al Hashem, lanui nitna aretz l'marasha, we're the only ones left, we're the only ones that are going to be loyal and stay in Eretz Yisrael and stay in the Beis HaMikdash, we're the ones that are left. Little did they know it's just the opposite. L'chein emar, and here is a, could be the most famous pasuk in all of Yechezkel, the most famous phrase. L'chein emar ko amar Hashem Elokim, ki erchaktim b'goyim, even when you're distance amongst the goyim, v'chei afitzosim ba'aratzos, and you're scattered in the lands, v'ei lahem l'mikdash ma'at, ba'aratzos asher ba'usham. I will make for you a mikdash ma'at, a sanctuary. Even though those people say that you're finished, I will say that you will have a lifeline, so to speak, a mikdash ma'at, and obviously Chazal Darshi, Gemara Megillah, Daf Chavtes, Rashi quotes it here, the shul, the Beis HaKnesses, even though there won't be a mikdash, you think you're protected in the mikdash and everybody else is gone? No, everybody else will have a protection. They will have the Batei Knessios. Rabbi Jonathan Sachs, in one of his books, The Letter and the Scroll, writes unbelievably here, on page 157 in the book, he says, as the question was being asked and answer was taking shape, groups of exiles gathered around the prophet Yechezkel, who assured them that they would return. But he did more than that. In an astonishing stroke, he realized that though the Mikdash no longer stood, its memory remained. On this slender foundation, something new could be built. And he quotes the Pasuk. This is the first reference we have to one of Judaism's greatest inventions. In Hebrew, it became known as the Beis HaKnesses. In English, following the Greek, it was called the synagogue. The Jewish historian Professor M. Stern states, in establishing the synagogue, Judaism created one of the greatest revolutions in the history of religion and society. For the synagogue was an entirely new environment for divine service. It would eventually be adopted by Christianity and Islam in the form of the church and the mosque. The synagogue was neither temple nor shrine. There was no sacrifices or votive offerings. It could be built anywhere. It was a place made holy by the simple fact that people gathered there to worship God. In this single development, Jews perform one of their most stunning leaps of the imagination. At a stroke, they freed Jewish spirituality from its dependence on a land, a country, a state, a holy city, and a temple with its sacrificial rites. Right? They said, you can be holy anywhere. At the same time, though, they never lost their attachment to Jerusalem, running towards it in their prayers, constantly invoking its memory and the hope of restoration and return. The creation of the Mikdash Ma'at, at the same time, yearning for the Mikdash to come back. The synagogue had the most profound political and spiritual consequences. It turns Jews from a people defined by territory into the rarest of phenomena, a global nation. In effect, the synagogue, wherever it stood, was extraterritorial. Much our embassies are today. The Chulu, and he talks about Kriyas HaTorah. The Torah was not merely expounded, it was read, or more precisely proclaimed. It became a communal center in the broadest sense, home of Jewry's tzedek and chesed activities. Jews were able to keep alive the three things on which the existence depended, Torah, Avodah, Gemilas Chasadim. The Torah devotes a mere 39 psukim to God's creation of the world. It dedicates 600 psukim to the creation of the Mishkan, because what Bnei Yisrael create, that is something different. Wherever 10 Jews gathered and formed a community, it was as if they were the entire Jewish people in microcosm. And that's the godless of a shul. Rav Soloveitchik also talks about the Kedusha of the Beis HaKnesses related to the Knusa of Beis HaMikdash. This is called Mikdash Ma'at, as we know. But we know there are parallels and there are differences, right? In the shul, you're allowed to wear shoes. In a shul, you're allowed to wear, take in your money belt. But in the Beis HaMikdash, you can't. You have to take off your shoes, can't wear your money belt. So what's the difference between Beis HaKnesses and Beis HaMikdash? And yet there are parallels, right? The Gemara learns that even a Beis HaKnesses, Shashamim, it's Bekdushasa, this place. So Soloveitchik said the secret is two words of Rava in Maseches Brachos, Daf Samach Gimel, where the Gemara says, Ama Rava ki beso, ma beso kapandarya kapita inish arakiko minalo kapit inish, just like your house. You'd be makbid for people to take a shortcut through your house. But you wouldn't worry if people wore shoes in your house. Af beis haknesses, kapandarya huda asir rakiko minal shari. The same thing with the beis haknesses. What's the message? Rav Soloveitchik explained in one of his Yahrzeit shiurim that when it comes to Beis HaMikdash and Beis HaKnesses, they're both places where we meet Hashem. The question is, who's home, who's the host, and who's the guest? Beis HaMikdash is Hashem's home, and therefore we go visit Him in His home. Beis HaKnesses, Hashem comes to us, so to speak. We create a home for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He extends that to the comparison between Shabbos and Yontif as well. But first he says, Lefamim HaKadosh Baruch Hu mazminas Adam lebeiso, beiso lamim, v'ha'adam hu orcho shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, al pi halacha Adam nimsa az lebeis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, leprakim HaKadosh Baruch Hu memalei et kol almin, v'asoviv kol almin yored b'shmei haravot, nene letfilas ha'adam, v'hu mashre shchinaso bebeiso shel ha'adam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu kav yachol is mitzamsem and comes to be in our house. And he quotes many psukim, Samachti ba'omrim li beis Hashem neilech, right, Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's there, that's mikdashi tira'u, there's yira there, because that's Hashem's house. But when it comes to a shul, it's not machayev yira, because it is our house, so to speak. Again, there's a lot, obviously, about the Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses, but here it is learned out from this pasuk here. So Yechezkel gives everybody chizuk, gives all of us chizuk in galus. Grab onto the shuls, that is a mikdash ma'at. Lachain, the Gemara even says in one place that asidim all batei knesses, about the midrashos in the world, to be uprooted when Mashiach comes and to go to Eretz Yisrael. Lachain emar, so Yechezkel continues, Ko amar Hashem Elokim, kibatzti eschem, I will gather you. The Malbim says, La asalavo, mina amim, v'yasafti eschem, mina aratzos asher nifotsosem mitbahem, v'nasati lachem ezan mas Yisrael, I will gather you from all of your scattered places and draw you back in. The Malbim says, you read the pasuk, there's two phrases. V'kibatzti b'yesheni, v'yasafti b'yeshlishi. As the Malbim always says, there's never repeat. Uvo shama v'esiris kol shikutsev as kol tov osev imena. And all of the disgusting of Avodah Zarah will be removed. V'nasati lohem lev echad v'ruach chadasha. I will give them a new heart. Attain, Ruach HaDasha attain, Bekirbam. Vasirosi leva evan mibsorim. I'll remove the stone heart. Vanathatilam leva basar. I'll give them a flesh heart, not a stone heart. Rashi says here that it's because it means a noach lihikana. A soft heart means we won't be so stubborn, we won't be so brazen. The Maharal writes in Netzach Yisrael, because in Parak Yud Aleph, because inherently a Jew, sin is not part of a Jew. It's external. And even when we do it, nothing's changed between the relationship between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's mitzad the alul, not mitzad the elah. We distance ourselves, but it's not that we're inherently distant. And therefore, once we get a lev basar, a lev chadash, that will be ready to hear hachna, and ready to hear words of tochacha, so then we will be able to come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Also interesting, the double phrase, lev echad and ruach chadasha. I saw the Rinas Yisra quotes the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon says, sometimes our Yetzirah makes us do averos, and we are kavana lahamrid to be married by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but sometimes he makes us think that it's a mitzvah, even though it's an avera. Right, so we're not going against Hashem, at least we don't think so. So that's the double lashon. Lev echad and ruach chadasha. Let me serve Hashem and not be morayed, and let me have a ruach that I understand everything that I'm supposed to be doing, that it's a mitzvah. That's the double lashon. He also says, it's chazak ve'ematz. Chazak, be strong and don't go against Hashem. Ve'ematz, figure out, be strong, and figure out exactly what Hashem wants from you, and do that. Laman continues the perek, continues the chazak, laman b'chu kosa yelechu, ves b'shpatai yishmeru v'asu osam, so that you walk in my ways and follow my laws. Vahayuli la'am, v'ani ehyeh lohem le'lokim. And at that time, we're going to be close. I will be your Hashem, your God, and you will be for a nation. The Abarbanel says, because at that time, after the Nisim, and after everything that we will see by Tchias HaMesim, it's all going to be clear. It's going to be impossible not to believe. Rav Pinkus writes in one of his Sfarim, the greatest nes in the world is that people don't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the greatest nes. Kadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere. You just open your eyes. The greatest nes. But Hashem clothes it. It's like, he says, there's a huge thing in front of you, but it's pitch black at night, and there's no artificial light, so you don't see it. It's there, but you don't see it. So that's the Abarbanel said, that's what's going to be in the future. We're going to remove that darkness. Yitim Hashem lebnei Adam, says the Abarbanel, lev echad, v'ruach chadasha, v'yisalik mehem ha'yezer hara, v'yosam chamriyim, kasher heim hayom hazeh, hinei hu atzli impliya, tchiyas ha'mesim, asher tiyah b'yem ha'mehem. Because when they see the osos and the mofsim, v'zman kibas golios, v'hatchiya ha'niflaos, sheichyu b'mesim, ain't so fake, there is no doubt. Shekal of avos b'nei Adam, yikan'u, v'yakiru, v'yedu, ki Hashem hu Elokim, ain't od milvado. When we see that, there's not going to be any type of fake. We're all going to come back, we're all going to be able to have that lev chadash and the ruach chadasha, both of them leading us. Vez lev shikutzeihem, v'so avoseihem libam olech. They'll follow, and those who want to follow their toevas, darkam b'roshem nasati, their way is on their head. Numa Hashem Elokim. Right, and up until that point, the Abarbanel is thinking about the future. You know, people are, it's going to be obvious. But up until that point, or at any time, if people walk in their own toeva ways, Hashem says it's on their head. If they allow themselves to be led, the Gra writes in his commentary at the end of Maseches Brachos that the Gemara says that tzatik is yitzer tov shoftan, rasha is yitzer ra shoftan, a benoni is zevzeh shoftan. That means we're constantly pulled. We're constantly pulled. Sometimes we're spiritually schizophrenic. We pull this way, we pull that way, and that's what it's saying. Holich libam, libam holich the darkum, beroshem nasati. Right, people who follow their ways, you have to fight. Life is sometimes a struggle, and we have to make sure that we're pulled by our yetzer tov. And then at the end of this vision, finally, Yechezkel says he sees the Kruvim with the wings and the Kvod Elokei Yisrael, whatever that means, the Kvod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu going from Har Hamoria to Mikedam La'ir, Rashi says, Tahar HaZesim, one of the stops that we quoted the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah on Daf Lamed Aleph, the 10 stops of the Shechina that he left. Why were there 10 stops, by the way? So Rashi says, I didn't read this last time. Rashi has four words, Rosh Hashanah Lamed Aleph. Why did it leave so slowly? Shebekoshi haya mistalek umitzape sheyashuvu. Hashem was hoping until the very end that we do tshuva. He was going very slowly, but mitzape sheyashuvu. But either way, the ruach took me back to Bavel, and the last pasuk vadaber lagola. I told the gola everything that I saw. The Radak says everything has to do with all the prakim that we've just read. He's going out to the bika and is lying down, and the ropes and everything. This was all in his head, according to the Radak, and the sword and the tochacha and kavu yushal lying back to Bavel. All of that I told the people that were there, and Bez Hashem, it should give them chizik. Okay, we'll have to stop here.